Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Old Geek Young Geek podcast. I am Scott Pell,
Young Geek,
and that's Steven Johnson, the Old Geek, and with him is his son, Dexter. Hey, Dexter.
Hi.
And we have a special guest as well, another special guest, Gus Mastrapa.
Hello.
Currently writing for, what is it, Unwinnable?
Unwinnable.
Unwinnable, all right.
Yeah, Gus is a very, very talented writer and like one of the best writers in gaming, if you ask me. He's writing for Wired, and I know he wrote for G4, and probably just about every other source that there is.
I did, I did for a time. I wrote a lot of games journalism. I sort of retired from that, and now I kind of crossed over to the dark side, and I do game trailers and consulting. Stuff like that, which actually is a way to make a living.
Yeah, I can imagine it must be much more lucrative than video game journalism.
Yeah, yeah, which you basically have to do for free.
Yes, you have to do it for fun because you love it so much.
And now you're here on our podcast.
Yeah, you know what? Like I like the gaming with the dad gaming concept.
Yep.
Yeah, because I know you have a kid, yeah.
I do. So I'm a stay-at-home dad with a 2.5-year-old named Hal, and gaming is my only like social life / me time.
Hmm. Yeah, awesome. Do you do any gaming with Hal, or have you not gotten to there yet?
Yeah. So from about a year on, when it was time to go to bed, we would play Minecraft on the Xbox.
I love Minecraft on the computer.
And he would sit on my lap and kind of fall asleep watching Minecraft. So he knows Minecraft in and out. He likes creepers and all that stuff.
Don't creep on a creeper.
Don't creep on a creeper. Like, he's actually watching a YouTube video right now. Somebody made a surprise egg out of a creeper.
Oh.
He's really into surprise egg videos.
Wow.
I like exploding TNTs.
Dexter likes exploding TNTs.
That's and always
popular fun. MMOs.
So,
fail mode.
So, like, when you say, like, gaming is your social and me time, so when you get away and have a little bit of free time, that's what you do, you play games. So, like, how do you use that socially?
Well, I live out in the desert, and I don't have a lot of friends out here, so it definitely, like, playing Destiny with, like, old friends on Xbox is just a way to, like, talk to people, you know, that are my age.
Yeah.
I don't get out a lot either, right, because I'm a stay-at-home dad. My wife works a lot, so she gets home at, like, 7, 8 o'clock, and so it's not like I'm able to, like, go hang out with dudes or whatever. Nobody goes bowling like they used to in the Flintstones, right? Like, where you have, like, a bowling league or whatever.
You could join a bowling league, I bet.
I guess.
You might be able to find one.
I bet you could.
But I think that Destiny fills that now.
Okay. So that's your means of connecting with people. Because, yeah, it is kind of difficult to, like, get out when you have kids that you got to take care of and just have a family, so, like, you really can't spend time with your friends that you used to, right?
Yeah, for sure. And doing it with a kid, you know, when you do get together with other parents and stuff like that, it's a little different,
yeah.
You know?
It is. It's very different. And that's something, like, I think that people who are considering having children need to consider is that you it really does cut into your social life in really major ways. I mean, it's totally worth it, and it's the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, because you get to make your child do chores. So
that's why we had you, Dexter. I told you that. We needed somebody to take out the garbage.
So mean. And to clean the cat. Oh, God.
What's your cat?
Yeah, but before when we had Shredley, you were like the boss at cleaning.
And now you're the boss. See, you get to be the boss of cleaning the cat boxes.
You've been promoted. You should be excited.
I don't like cleaning. Cleaning was never a thing for me.
So Steven, over to you.
Yes.
You and Dex, how often do you guys, like, play games together?
We usually play, like, we sometimes play, like, Survival Worlds together on Minecraft PC because we've got my mom's computer right behind me.
Oh, yeah, we have the two computers hooked up, and we each are on a separate computer in the same room playing Minecraft sometimes.
Yeah, so, like,
oh, that's fun.
We have a survival world with, like, a mansion with colored glass and fire on the roof and a village in our backyard that did not spawn.
Yeah, we built it.
Yeah, nice. You need lots of doors to make a village. Because they like opening classical oak doors.
We had to, because we found zombie villagers and then we turned them into normal villagers. And then we built a village for them in our backyard.
And we
built more doors so that more villagers spawned. And now we have a thriving village in our backyard.
And same thing with the Ender Dragon. If one Ender Dragon spawns, another. Oh, God, what is that?
That's Hal screaming.
Hal screaming because there's a surprise. Is he okay?
He's, he's fine. He just, I think he needs a diaper change.
Well, we'll take over if you want to go change a diaper.
Should we pause awesome for that?
No, you know what? You guys can keep talking, and I will just
games. This is how it goes.
I will just mute while he changes diaper.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
So,
Scott.
So I plan on having a family of my own someday, and I plan on gaming being a big part of my life. You know, then as it is now. So, have you, introduced Dexter to, your old games? Or, are you trying to, work that into the relationship between you and him?
Yeah, you know what?
Minecraft was our old
But what did you start with, the first game that we played together? Remember the game that you loved? Remember how we used to play Adventure?
Adventure!
Dexter when he was really little.
And E.T.
Yeah, and E.T.
We played E.T. games, and, we also played Super Meat Boy and Minecraft. Those were, the classics.
But when he was, how old were you when you, 1 year for Halloween, when he was playing the game Adventure a lot, we were like, what do you want to be for Halloween? And he said, I think he was 3, he said, I want to be the square from Adventure. And we were like, okay,
and then
all right.
We got a bunch of friends and then we made them dragons or the sword.
Yeah, so we made cutout costumes of all the different elements in the game Adventure.
Cool. And then we could, paint them.
Yeah, it was really a cool costume. That was a great idea for a costume.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So Dexter is really into gaming. Lately, we've been playing Kerbal Space Program.
Oh yeah, we played that a few summers ago, and they updated it. So
So we've been building rockets. Have you played Kerbal Space Program, Scott?
No, but it seems like a lot of fun.
It's super crazy.
It's
fun.
It's kind of like it's like one of those rocket games where you have to build the rocket and get the guy on the moon or burn him in the sun or something.
And we did it. We got a guy to the moon, didn't we?
Nice.
Oh, yeah. A few summers ago, we got a guy to the moon, and we never got him off.
We were so excited to get a guy to the moon that we hadn't considered the fact that, he's got to come off the moon at some point. So now there is a lonely Kerbal that just lives
on
our moon.
Who lives on the Mon in an older version of the game.
Yeah, he's in an older version of the game, but we had plans to go rescue him, to mount a rescue mission.
But we never did.
We weren't able to get it together because it turns out to be much easier to land on the moon than it does to come back from the moon in Kerbal Space Program.
Because, the rocket's already, all destroyed because you have, you've lost all your fuel.
Yeah, you use all the fuel getting to the moon, and then you got to have another special, and then you trying to plot that course back from the moon to Earth is the complicated part.
Oh god,
yeah.
And orbiting the moon is orbiting curving is hard enough.
Yeah, orbiting the just getting a ship into orbit is very difficult. It makes you realize how crazy complicated the space program actually must have been. Like when they were going to the moon and they didn't have computers and they were doing all that math with slide rules and paper, it's crazy.
Oh my god, that must have sucked so much. Oh my god! What is the answer? Dude, the answer's 7. Oh.
I don't know that any of the answers for the space program were 7.
But they were!
They had to be. They had to be just straight up 7, flat. 7.00, repeating.
It had to be 7. Had to.
So Dexter, before you could even talk, when you were just a tiny little baby, when you were so small that you weren't really walking, we had what's called a baby Bjorn, which is this sling that holds a baby to you for all the non-parents out there.
Mm-hmm.
And I would put Dexter in the sling, and I would play some Rock Band with the guitar while he was in the sling, and he liked the rocking motion back and forth, so I would kind of turn back and forth while I was playing.
Oh, my God.
That's how bonded we are over video games, right, buddy?
Yeah. Lately, I've been playing with my friend. I've been playing Halo with him.
Oh.
But I think he's out of town, because I haven't seen him for a few days.
Dexter is really good at Halo.
Really?
Yeah, but not as good as him. He's so good that, like, if he played on online, everybody in the chat bar would be like, Ambulism is a hacker.
I don't know if he's that good.
He is, too!
Right.
He's so good!
I mean,
good.
He's okay. But
no, he's so good.
He's alright.
He could beat you a million times.
Oh, he could not.
Oh. I think we got a contest.
I know, exactly. We gotta get Alan over here, because I'll play Alan. I'll take Alan on. Actually, I know I probably wouldn't win, but
yeah, because Alan is a beast on any map. Like, say if you put him on the map.
Yeah, but he can't even drive.
He can't even drive.
He doesn't even have a car.
I know, but that doesn't make him any worse.
He can't stay up past 9 o'clock at night.
He can't do. Once he stayed up until 1 in the morning.
What? Guys, let's bring it back. Sorry. Let's bring it back.
Yeah, we'll bring it back around. Okay. Gus, are you back from changing a diaper?
I am back from changing a diaper.
Woo. How was it?
You know, it was just pee, so right. It was fine.
That was not a bad one.
All right. But anyhow, so it's interesting that you bring up Halo, because growing up, one thing that my mom really enforced on me was the ESRB rating. That is not a concern to you, Steven. Is that something that you're worried about, Gus? Like, anything that you, like, monitor, like, the content that your child takes in or anything like that?
You know, he's watched, like, he's 2 years old, and he's watched, like, Pacific Rim, stuff like that. Like, yeah. I kind
Pacific
of...
Pacific Rim was so good.
It was good, right? Like, why would you deprive a child of that movie?
Yeah.
Did he see Live, Die, Repeat, or whatever it's called?
Oh, he hasn't seen that yet, but that's probably...
That was good.
That's a cool movie. But, you know, the thing with... And, you know, I mean, maybe Steve could talk to this a little bit, but I always felt that, like, Halo was rated M unjustly.
Yeah.
If you look at a Grand Theft Auto and a Halo is more of a T kind of a game, I think, and, you know... But... You know, we were talking about this with movies and stuff, too. The first movie I ever saw in the theater was One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
it's very appropriate for a child.
Yeah. I was like one, I think. But I've always kind of felt that the ratings were a guideline, and if you are just, like, kind of, like, you're supposed to make a judgment call. You're supposed to be an adult. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it depends on your kid. And what they're like and what they're about and what they can deal with. Because, you know, like Dex and I saw, Dex is the only kid in his class, he said, who saw Fury Road. Hmm. Mm-hmm. But I saw it first, and, you know, there's a lot of cars crashing and that kind of violence, but there isn't a bad message, there isn't anything that, you know what I mean? Like, I thought it was a really positive movie, it's super intense, but it's not, like, I didn't, and for Dex, you know, like, I know Dex, I know he can handle seeing a movie like Fury Road, and is it your favorite movie?
Yes, it was my favorite movie ever. Tonight, maybe with my friend, we might watch it on Blu-ray.
So we gotta ask your friend's parents whether he's allowed to.
Of course he is.
But it really does depend on the kid. I mean, but I wouldn't take Dexter to see, like, a PG-13 rated horror movie or something. Because I know that those kind of movies...
I don't like horror.
Oh, because we went and saw Scorch Trials. That's PG-13, right?
Yeah.
And we'd seen the first movie. We'd seen Maze Runner, and that was fine. But Scorch Trials was so scary. Like, I don't know if you guys saw that movie, but it's really scary. And it was very disturbing, and I was like, well, this is 10 times worse than Mad Max. Or than Fury Road. Because I hadn't seen Scorch Trials first because I figured, it's PG-13, we already saw Maze Runner, so, you know, it is much more intense and violent and sort of gory and scary and sort of negative than,
It was very negative because they were feeding the bad wolf, like the tomorrow thing.
Yeah, they were feeding the bad wolf.
Because they all thought they were gonna turn into a parasite zombie thing, crag, whatever they're called.
So it's more of a matter of, like, doing your research on what, you know, your child wants to, you know, see or play or something like that, so to make sure that it's okay by your standards.
Right, exactly. And it's also like, I have a thing where, like, I mostly don't want Dexter to see things that aren't very good.
Right.
You know, that's more my concern than
like crappy stuff.
Yeah, like I don't like crap. I don't like him liking crappy stuff. I'm just like, you got a good taste.
Uncle Grandpa, when I first saw it, was like, it's kind of crappy.
Yeah, like sometimes cartoons we'll just be like, no, this isn't good.
This isn't
edifying.
We've actually been watching this new cartoon that it's pretty good, but it's very dumb. It's Pickle and Peanut.
Oh, yeah. Pickle and Peanut.
It actually, there was this one episode that was actually kind of scary. The Gory Agnes one.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty scary.
Gory Agnes, Gory.
So, Dexter, do you ever see anything in games that scares you?
Well, there's one horror game that some people have a theory that was made for kids, but I kind of am not on board with that. And it's Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, that's not for kids at all.
I know, but I've seen, like, videos of it.
Oh, I didn't even know you'd seen videos of that.
And, like, I've also seen, like, pictures, and the pictures are scary enough that I'm like, no, I'm not gonna get that. I'm not gonna do it.
That's not the game for you.
No, it's not. It's a horror game, and you're a guy with, you're a messed up guy with heart problems in a certain place, and there's these, like, evil animatronics, and, like, they jump scare you. You can get scared by a cupcake or a
no, it's scare. Imagine Chuck E. Cheese gone horribly, horribly wrong.
Yes, that is the exact thing they took off of. It's Chuck E. Cheese that something very bad happened.
Yeah.
Okay, well let me ask you this, Gus. In keeping with the theme of our show of the old geek and the young geek, what advice would you give to a soon to be parent? What did you learn, nerdy parent? What can you tell them?
Tell a nerdy parent something.
Be prepared for, like, all of your hobbies to go by the wayside for a while.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, I used to play board games a lot, and I just never had any time for that.
Chutes and Ladders, all kids like that, except for me, because the rules for mine were in Spanish. And I was like, Alan, do you know how to do this? And I was like, no, I can't read Spanish, but I can speak Spanish.
How about we let Gus talk for a while, though, bud?
That's okay. No, you know, so Hal's not really into board games yet, and, like, you know, I'm a little selfish, and I want to play my kind of board games, right? And that's, like when you're a dad or a mom or whatever, and you have the things that you want to do, and that's my biggest advice is be ready to not do the things you want to do.
So don't be so selfish, and you know, have to...
Don't be a selfish man.
You kind of don't even have the option of being selfish when you have a kid. It sort of burns the selfishness out of you.
That's the thing. It's like you can't afford to be selfish.
But then
that part of you dies.
Later, a few years go by, and then you can have your kid do things that you don't want to do, which is awesome. You can say, Dex, take out the garbage, and then he has to do it. But you would substitute the name of your child, not mine.
Dex, can you take out the garbage at my house, too?
No, I don't even know where you live. I barely just met you. I haven't even seen your face while Skyping.
You should just do this podcast every week. Dex, you're like way funny.
Yeah, you tell dad jokes. Your dad jokes.
But then you also, and my dad jokes are so funny. Oh my God, I'm like the king of dad jokes.
No, the one with the bear and the bar who goes to the tea and he wants the tea, that sucks.
I don't even know.
Why the
Oh, yeah, okay.
Why the big
this, this is my dad joke,
bear.
You ready? This bear walks into a bar and he says, I'd like...
Something.
Some honey. And the bartender says, okay, we got honey, but why the long pause? And he says, well, because I'm a bear.
Stupidest dad joke.
And I totally told him, it should be big pause, obviously.
Very funny. Stupidest dumbest joke ever.
You're ruining my delivery here, kid.
I know, but you suck at that joke.
Okay, here's one.
Okay, what do you got?
A horse walks into a bar. Several people leave because they understand the endangerment of a large animal in an enclosed space. Hey.
No.
I don't even know if that counts as a dad joke.
It's an anti-joke, but it's bad enough that it could be a dad joke. Anyhow, so...
But that's the view. Gus's view is from the first couple of years of having a kid, like the first 3 years.
Yeah, that's...
But after that, like gradually, as your child's systems all come online and they become more of a functioning person, you start getting into where your kid is like... becomes your favorite person to hang out with. And you get to do all kinds of things that you might not do as a grown-up because, like, you know, I could take Dexter to the Marionette Theater, which is an awesome thing to do, but you're not going to do that when you're a grown-up by yourself. You look a little funny. And then, you know, like, I know all about these awesome cartoons that are out now that, like, are so much better than any cartoons when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, things switch around so that it gets to be where, because in the beginning, man, the first couple of years are really rough having a kid. They really are, because you get very little back, and you put in a lot, and it's a huge sacrifice. But it gradually gets where it's not a sacrifice at all, where it's like the greatest thing you ever did.
Yeah, they start to become your friends, and you can start doing things with them and sharing experiences with them.
And like I said, they take out the trash for you. It's the best.
No. Next time you ask me that, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah, oh, man.
You heard it.
Then I can keep you away.
Okay, fine. Fine. If you grab me from the video games, I'll do it.
Yeah, that's the thing. Is like, and I need to go, all right, fine. Well, no more screens, man. Then fine. And then they'll be like, all right, I'll do it.
I'm so addicted.
I guess, like, when... I don't know, because, like, all kids kind of go through that phase where they're sort of rebellious or they don't want to hang around you anymore. Like, what do you think that's going to be like? Since neither of you are... Yeah.
It really is, like, in all seriousness, it is... I mean, I hope that doesn't ever happen, but I am steeled for the fact that it probably will, and it will break my heart. But then, that's part of being a parent, and that is part of the job, is that you have to be like, okay, kid needs his independence...
Yes.
So that's what we're going to do.
I need some independence.
Dex is leaving right now because he needs some independence.
JK!
He came back, JK.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is...
Oh, we lost our headphones. Hold on.
No. Oh, God. The screen's all black.
You're still coming through okay. So
all right, cool. Good.
It's a lot about sacrifice and, you know, taking care of that, but, like, eventually you can get back into your hobbies with, you know, a lot of patience and, you know, a lot of sacrifice, but... You know.
Yeah, and then there's also this, like, one of the reasons when we were talking about having kids before we were sold on the idea of having a child, and we were like, well, we could just have really nice cars and cool vacations, but we kind of eventually settled on, well, what else are you going to do? Like, what else is there to do? You know?
Like,
really?
Going on a cool vacation.
Going out to dinner.
And
get some heated toilet seats. Yes, we could have had heated toilet seats, but we had you instead.
Yay.
You're better than a heated toilet seat, Dad.
I mean, sometimes you don't want a cold butt.
This show is very freeform, I would like to point out. We're really not on any kind of... structured schedule at this point.
Professional level.
Yeah, because I'm here, and you all, and you, Dad, you suck at the podcast, and I'm better. No, have it all.
Wow. Whoa.
Ow.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness. You're grounded.
That's hard.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I was just kidding. Now I'm grounded. Now, do I need to go to my room or what?
You can go to your room if you want to, if you're tired of doing it.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I love this podcast. It's my first time being on the podcast for over 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah. My mom says this podcast is really good.
Yay.
All right.
She's probably going to like it when this one comes out.
Yeah, she probably will. Because, like, that was one thing that me and my family, like, did together. It's like, we played video games. We played things like Mario Kart 64, Mario Party, and just, like, a whole bunch of, you know, four-player Nintendo 64. 64
That's what my
games.
Family does.
Yeah.
Him and his mom play Mario Kart together, and whenever she says, she's like, I'm a dead kid. I don't know why she always says kid.
But, like, do you feel like it's sort of, I guess, indoctrination, well, that's a bit of a harsh word and strong word, but, like, you know, kind of like easing in your nerdiness and your fandoms, you know, and introducing them to your children, like, is that, I mean, like, that's one way to sort of, like, give them, like, you know, some cool stuff that you like. So, I mean, if they can go out and find their own things that they like, I guess is what I'm trying to say, and, you know, get them started
right.
This or that. I don't know. I don't know what the point is of this.
But. Yeah, you know, I kind of see, like, there is kind of a little uneasiness about the
yeah.
amount of media that that I expose my child to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like everybody, or a lot of people, when they're thinking of having kids, think, well, my kid is never going to watch TV until they're 5 years old. And
right.
Well, but, you know, nobody ever does that, I don't think. Maybe Gus did, I'm sure.
No.
But you know any parents like that, Gus, that are like, no, my kid is never going to.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because they just came out with a report. You know, they had been saying screen time was bad for kids, and now they just came out with a report saying, you know what, like, nobody follows this rule about screen time. It's not as bad as we thought it was. You're not a bad parent because you let your kid watch television.
And plus, good or bad, like, it is the existing, like, it does for value judgments, and it is the current culture. I mean, that's how the world is.
Yeah,
I'll be honest. I couldn't go to the bathroom if Hal didn't like watching YouTube videos. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, how would you take a shower?
Well, I have a clear shower curtain, and I put him in the room, and I watch him in the room while I'm taking my shower.
I mean, like, that's the thing. Is like, I think that those reports just wanted to say, like, you know, YouTube and video games are not babysitters. You know.
Yeah, they say you shouldn't use screens to babysit your kid, but it works really great.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it keeps me occupied for hours. I mean, I woke up when it was still like half dark outside, and I just watched my favorite TV show until it looked like it was like the time I should be going to school.
I don't remember
you
that.
You let Steve sleep.
Because you were asleep,
oh.
And you're a lazy bone.
But then who didn't do that when they were a kid? Like, you didn't wake up early and go watch TV? I mean, you know, everybody did that.
I mean,
I had this idea when Dexter was, before we had Dexter, that, like, I would let Dexter for the first couple years of his life watch TV, but only things that were made before 1930.
Oh my god, that would be so mean.
So he could watch silent movies and like any kind of jazz age entertainment, like,
oh.
He would be able to enjoy it, but that was it.
So
I didn't do it.
So like gradually introduce him
so
to like
torturous.
Modern technology.
Exactly, because then he would be totally blown away when
yeah.
He's all on it from.
He's like, people can talk?
Yeah, they can do that.
So
in movies.
Weird.
Wow. And then CGI comes out and wow.
Gradually introduce talkies to him. This is Al Jolson's The Jazz Singer.
You know, a thing that concerns me actually is, like, you know, he watches these YouTube videos, like weird, crappy cartoons that they seem made like in Eastern Europe. Like, just on, like, the weird CG, like, songs, like Daddy Finger and stuff like that. And so part of my concern is that he's just watching this really bad media. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But then I think about, like, the Hanna-Barbera cartoons we watched when we were little, like in the 70s especially, how many crappy cartoons were on television. So I kind of waver back and forth. But, like, right now he's watching this video. These kids get all these electric cars. He's like, you know, 6 and 7 year old kids get these electric cars and they make these weird little movies. Their dad does, I guess, about how they're solving mysteries in their cars. And it's like a mix between bad, like, reality show production and, you know, home movie.
Wow, that's something I would actually like to see. Is there a search term I could?
Yeah, they're called Little Heroes. On YouTube, and they get like 20 million views. It's like these two kids riding around in a fire engine. He likes fire engines, so that's what he watches.
They have something like there's
Ooh,
a channel.
Okay. I'm gonna have to check that
they
out.
Have like they have a channel kind of like that, but it's a gaming channel. It's called the Family Gaming Team, And, like, they have they also have, like, their other channel called Funnel Vision. And, like, they do, like, all these, like, weird things. So, like, it's, like, it's basically, like, skit vlogs.
Mm.
Like, there's a video that I watched a few days ago. It was, like, TNT's Real Face. And it was by someone else. But, like, they have, like, they do, like, YouTubers who, like, play Minecraft or, like, make Minecraft stuff and, like, make videos about gaming. Like, they do these, like, vlogs or skits. And, so, like, they have, like, certain channels to do that.
Dexter, so you for you, like, YouTubers is just, like, an everyday thing, right? Like,
yeah,
people
YouTube,
on YouTube.
Yeah, mostly I actually don't watch actual people. I mean, I watch Exploding TNT, which really just makes, like these videos about people in Minecraft being tortured, like, by these stupid updates. Like, if Minecraft was a first-person shooter, and then, like, there's this guy, and he was, like, in a war zone, and he shot a pig. Or, like, if, like, lava, and if lava was invisible, or, like, pigs could fly.
What do you think's better, Dex, television or YouTube?
I can't really decide. I mean, because they have all these awesome shows that are really good, and then they have all these really good YouTubers. And it's really hard to decide.
That's the thing, though, is that, like, you know.
And Exploding TNT is also educational, because they barely have any talking in it. It's all words.
Hmm.
So you have to read.
Yeah, you have to read a lot.
Yeah, he's learning a lot.
Yeah, so that's the thing that was, like, obviously times have changed. Like, have changed, so now, like, kids have YouTube, and they have, like, control over the media that they take in, so they can watch a whole bunch of Minecraft videos, they can watch, you know, videos on this or that, and it's in their control. Do you guys as parents feel about that? That they have, like, access to pretty much everything now.
I feel like I should probably do a better job of monitoring what my son wants.
I think you should
YouTube.
Do an even worse job.
Yeah, I need to figure out how to
Skype.
I know how to Skype. What's me Skyping?
Yeah, but I'm
Skyping all crazy right now.
But at the first, when we were starting up the podcast, you were like, how do I work this out on Skype? I haven't Skyped in years. Oh, God, no.
We Skyped last week. What are you talking about?
But you were like, oh, no, how do I stand on Skype? No.
Dex, it's a good thing I have a sense of humor.
I'm glad that you're on the podcast,
Dex. And it's a good thing that you don't know how to Skype.
Yeah.
So one of the things that bugs me about YouTube is, like, you know, how we'll watch, like, one video. He'll say, hey, I want to watch a specific video. And then I'll kind of let him watch it, and it'll go, like, 10 different videos. You know, it'll just keep going on to the next one. It suggests videos or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so then he's gotten into these things like surprise eggs, which I find to be like a weird fetish.
What are surprise eggs even?
But he is now crazy about surprise eggs, and I had no control over his exposure. Well, I did, but I allowed him to be exposed to these surprise egg videos.
Tell me what a surprise egg is, please.
Oh, so basically, in other countries, they're allowed to have chocolate with toys inside.
Oh, yes, I have one of those.
Like Kinder eggs, right? We're not allowed to have those here. But because of that, there's a bunch of people on the internet that became obsessed with hiding toys inside of eggs. And then they make videos where they just have a bunch of eggs, open them up, and there's a toy inside.
That's so weird.
It is very weird.
Why would someone want that? It's just like, oh, look, it's a plastic egg. Oh, look, there's a toy inside. It's just like an Easter egg hunt. And Easter egg hunts are kind of boring and hard because you have to look around. And I hate looking for things because you always make me look for your phone, even though it's your phone. So mean.
That's a weird confusion.
You should look after it.
It's very confusing because, like, I mean, like, they have things on the internet like unboxing videos. Like, oh, yeah, I just got the new Xbox One. Let's unbox it. Like, that's boring. Just like,
this is kind of unboxing for children, I think.
Yeah, it's very weird.
I get why if you were a little tiny kid you'd be interested. It would always be a surprise every time what toy was going to come out.
They have something like that. It's called Loot Crate, and like every month you get like...
Whoa, slow down there, Dex. We're not sponsored by them.
I talked about something. You talked about that you worked at Wire and stuff. And...
Well, that's his resume. That's different. That's different than a sponsorship.
Still, we don't want. So I talked about Game Loot, and so are we gonna get sued? I don't think so.
Probably not.
Wait, will we get sued?
I don't think so.
Right.
I think we'll be alright.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay. But
yeah. This show is very very free form. When you have an 8-year-old on your podcast, you're gonna go off on some tangents.
Yeah.
Right, Dex?
But wait, what is that?
That means we're gonna go off topic.
Oh, okay.
You know, the thing about kids today, and I don't know if this is the same where you are, Gus, but all the kids at Dexter School have awesome names. They all are named cool stuff.
Yes, we have...
Much cooler names than we used to have.
We have a kid who goes to the middle school campus, and his name is Xavier, and there is a kid named Adam, and then there's a kid named Toby. There's a kid named here.
There's a kid named Atticus. There's more than one kid named Atticus at his school. One of the kids in his class is named King.
That's a cool name.
He goes to school with a kid named Echo Rocket.
Wow.
Is that like his first name, or is that his first and middle name?
His first and middle name. His first name is Echo. His middle name is Rocket. Hmm. And his friend who's coming over later today is named Burroughs, after the writer.
Hmm.
Do you guys, so my kid's name, we call him Hal, but his first name is Halford, after Rob Halford.
Oh, awesome.
And not a lot of people know that his middle name is Ash, after the Evil Dead.
Wow, that's cool.
And Pokemon.
And Pokemon, but we specifically referenced the Evil Dead.
Wow, so your son is named Halford Ash. I love that.
He will grow up to be a very evil person. I mean, he's already doing these evil Bonnie screens.
I don't know what you mean, Dex.
Do you know what Bonnie is? Bonnie is basically the Five Nights at Freddy's thing.
Oh.
Like another one of those messed up animatronics.
Wow.
So Dexter, like I remember when I was a kid being obsessed by like Poltergeist, this movie that I wasn't allowed to see for a while, and I was honestly really scared of it. Five Nights at Freddy's with Freddy, you don't plan on playing that game, but it seems like you think about it a lot.
I do, and like popular MMO is one of my favorite YouTubers. He like has all these like crazy names. And, like, there's one called Freddy is Under Your Bed. And, like, that is the one that scares me the most. I'm always like, oh, God. And, like, there's one is, like, Bonnie is in your bathroom. And, like, oh, God, I gotta check the tub.
I didn't even know that, Dex.
Yeah, because I never told anyone. And now I've told the world. I even told a Canadian.
I don't know if you caught that, but Dexter said, now I've told the world. I've even told a Canadian.
Yeah, of course Canadians watch this. Canadians like
video games, too.
Who'd have thought?
No, everybody knows that. Everybody likes video games.
That's very true.
Especially Canadians.
Yeah, man.
Yes, Canadians and Japanese people.
And what's that about?
Japanese people, they have the best technology. They have shopping carts that, like, pull stuff off the thing and then they have, like, move on your own, and, like, you tell them to, like, turn left, and they have, like, music playing, so, like, you can watch out.
All right, well.
So I think
we have talked a lot
about, you know, parenting and video games and all of our different views on that. And so with that, I think that we can call this an episode.
Yes,
so,
we can. It is
our 20th episode. Woo!
Oh, geez.
Congratulations.
Yay!
Yay! I love Goat Simulator, even though you're not allowed to get up.
Doing it for a while now.
Yes, for a few months.
Yeah. Wait,
almost a year.
Yeah, we have been doing it for a while. Well, cool.
Well, we started in March. It's October now.
I think we should say bye immediately so we can...
Well,
stop Skyping, and next time you're going to be more trained at Skyping, even though you're going to still suck.
All right. All right.
All right. Okay.
And so with that, we can say goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye, headphones. Get out.
And if you like today's podcast, let us know. Send us a tweet at OldGeekYoungGeek on Twitter, or send us an email at OldGeekYoungGeek@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.